And welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is February 17th, 2008, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up in the news from Nikon, you will find that the D3 and the D300 now have software support for Mac OS X 10.5.2, as well as software support from DxO Labs. So if you use any of that software, check out their upgrades for the D3 and D300. The D300 also has a firmware update downloadable from www.nikontech.com, and this resolves a fairly rare issue that could cause vertical banding at much slower shutter speeds. So those of you lucky D300 owners, go out and check out those particular updates. And even more D300 news, our friends at Imaging Resource have given the D300 Dave's 5-star pick status, a rare award indeed. And now I really want to go find myself a D300. I'm not quite sure it's in the cards yet, but one never knows. In other news, film Nikon users might be interested in a free software release by Cocoon Creations, and they're responsible for the hardware and software that allows those film bodies to actually talk with computers and stuff. It's kind of cool, and there is a free release, so check out the news blog for that link and see if that might be something you're interested in. And Polaroid is announcing the cessation of production of our wonderful self-developing emulsions. Yep, they just don't seem to have the draw for those, and although they are looking for a way to keep them going, at the moment it is in the cards for those self-developing emulsions to stop becoming available. From Nikonians, we are looking for volunteers for Photokina 2008, a fantastic show and exhibition, and it's running from the 23rd of September through to the 28th of September in Cologne in Germany, and we need Nikonians in the area to come on out and help staff our booth. And as always, you will get a free day pass to the event and a special fancy t-shirt that you can wear and take home as your very own. So if you are in the area or going to be in the area, please get in touch. Moving on to the forums, a couple of interesting threads in the cafe. One is entitled The Zen of Candid Portrait Photography and is about just trying to find ways to relax your subjects and make it seem a lot more natural rather than posed. So check that out if you're into portrait photography. And another interesting thread is called At What Point Do You Think About Buying Used Versus New? So we've had the new releases of the D3 and D300, which are, well, they're everywhere. Everyone's talking about them still, but that's okay because they're fantastic cameras. And now you can start getting them slightly used. So if you're in the market and want to know what other people seem to think, go ahead and check that out as well. Now, moving on to the forum of the week is a new forum set up for Nikonians Academy graduates, and the forum is called Nikonians Academy NA for North America Workshops, and here you can jump in and chat about all things related to the participant side of the workshops. Do you need to share a ride with somebody, or do you just want to chat about what you've learned and all sorts of interesting things? Great thread to check out if you're interested in the workshops and planning on going to some of them. And if you don't know much about the workshops, please check out www.nikoniansacademy.com and check them out for yourself and see if you can tag along to one of the many, many workshops we have going on in 2008. Now, my choice photo of the week is called Norwegian Winter Evening, which I think is Actually, it's just really cool, so go ahead and check it out. And there's a bit of a thread going on about comments, but I just like the picture, and that's why I chose that one for you guys to take a look at this week. So, if you have something you would like me to talk about, a forum you'd like me to highlight in the next edition of Newsflash, please drop me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org, and we will get going on that, and we definitely appreciate everybody's patience through the upgrade of our servers and moving the forums over to a new format. There have been some hiccups, and we appreciate you sticking in there and listening and tuning in and letting us know, most importantly, about any problems you might have had. As I mentioned last week, we are trying to fix those as best we can. So please don't be quiet about those kinds of things. Just let us know and we'll get on all of that and hopefully make the Nikonians community even better than it already is. Well, that wraps it up for this week, and I will be back next week with the next edition of Nikonians Newsflash.